Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Cat Alive. And this is Bonnie Albers with Bonnie Albers on Air. And Susan!
Aren't you so glad you can scream now? And if, like, and you have your coffee and you're not surrounded by college kids or people that think that psychics and metaphysics are, like, stupid.
Oh, yes, honey. You must be psychic. I have a cup of coffee with me right now. And I'm happy. I have my psychic dog with me. I've got my coffee. But I've got a lot of thanks to give to everybody who has been putting up with what we have delivered in the last 3 weeks, which is fabulous shows by my co-host, Susan's co-host, our co-host, Kelly Coulter. She, without Kelly, we would not have stayed alive. And I think I wasn't alive anyway, but Kelly kept this show going. And I want everybody in chat and everybody that's listening, please, please give Kelly a round of the best thanks and biggest hugs and warm wishes that you can. Kelly, I love you so much. There is no words that could thank you for everything that you've done for us for the show and that you always do. So that was my first line of business because, you know, I'm not too serious, and this is serious business because, Kelly, girlfriend, I know every week you thought I was coming back, and every week I was stuck in the mud. I mean, stuck.
Oh, let me tell you, you did a lot of life reviewing in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. You know what, Susan? I'm a happy person. I can't – and I love, like shakeups. But this was a shakeup I wasn't ready for. So I know
– I know. I tell you, every day I talk to you, I went, okay, who is it that I'm talking to? But I think you handled all of the adversity and the challenges and the – crap thrown in your face in the last week. I think you did it graciously and with strength and using your psychic abilities to the best of your to the best that you know how to get you out of hell and back.
Oh, honey, and you're exactly right. It felt like I was in hell. I just crawled my way out of it. And thank you, everyone who stuck by us, stuck by Susan and I and Kelly, and stuck by Annabelle and Brenda, and stuck by Leslie, and stuck by Ron, stuck by Andrew, every one of the people that helped us. I mean, we were just poor Susan because she's an empath. And whenever I would talk to her, I could feel her being upset for me. And I'm like, I can't do this to Susan. I just can't. So I would try
It's like she's mad. It's like, oh, my God, Bonnie.
And she said, where did my partner go? And I'm like, I don't know. I do not know where that partner went. But I got to tell you guys, thank you for, again, all everybody. I see everybody in chat, and I appreciate you. We didn't put the show on because we just were coming in. It is Memorial Day. We want to thank everybody. Thank all of our veterans, Susan. And, you know, we want to.
Yeah,
my husband works for the VA. He really does. You know, the show is going to be very short because in memorandum for all the people who did not make it, who gave their lives for us, who are still in the Army, girls, boys, kids, fathers, sons, daughters, we do want to respect them. I've got Spirit here that's thanking me. Oh, my goodness. I've got Spirit here, Susan. Aha! I'm so excited.
Bonnie!
Oh, my goodness, I got to tell everybody, and then I got to tell you what card I pulled, and Susan and I are going to tell you a little about what's coming up. But I kept asking Susan, I mean, I could feel spirits, but I couldn't hear them, and that's so not me. And I was just so upset because I was upset about situations that were happening in New York, and then I was happy, and then I was so dedicated to doing things, and I was upset. And Spirit just, I couldn't hear. And I felt like I needed Spirit to be with me, and they're, of course, always with us. But I had lessons I guess I had to learn, and I did learn them. And when soon as Spirit comes back, I'm always happy. So I can feel
and Spirit. We talked about this a lot, you know, while you were going through so much adversity and just challenges that when you're in that kind of static, crazy, ego place where you're just being bombarded left and right, it's like you're not a clear channel. And that's one of the things that you always ask Spirit, is that you
yes.
want to be a clear channel. So they just got quiet. And you were on, sorry, sweetie, but you were on your own.
I was on my own. I mean, and you know, I don't like being on my own. I was like wondering where the dead people were, but I was looking around and I was seeing a lot of them. I just wasn't hearing them.
Yeah, I was there for you 2 or 3 phone calls a day going, I would pick up the phone. She never even says hello. It's like I pick up the phone. She goes, "You're not going to believe what just happened next." And I went, "Hi, Tony. How today? Is everything okay? What's happened?" Hi, Susan.
You know what's really funny, Susan, is this. This is so funny. But when I do that, I just feel like we have a connection, and I think to myself, you know me. There's no way you can retrain an old dog, but you can't retrain a new one. And that was me. I was just so crazy. But every once in a while, I did call and say, "Hi, Susan. So what's on your mind?" Because see, I had so much going on.
I'm pretty good at going, "Well, hi, Bonnie. How are you? Well, what's going on with you?" Hi, Susan.
I
have to tell all our listeners, and then we'll move into through this week. And of course, you know, everyone that's on air and chat knows who we are, knows what we're about. But Bonnie, I mean, truly, I know we're joking around about this, but what Bonnie went through, it was kind of like a New York City nightmare.
Underground nightmare.
Except it was in Brooklyn. And I mean, what could go wrong did go wrong. And she came out of it. I mean, she wasn't gracious all the time. But she did come out of it with a lot of awakenings and soul lessons. And that's what those challenges are for. Is that, you know, it puts us through our paces, puts us through our tests in order to make us spiritually stronger.
I know. And you want to hear something, Susan? And I got to tell everybody, but next to my daughter's apartment, which, by the way, is in Crime Heights, which I wanted her in Park Slope, but if anybody knows Brooklyn, you can look it up. But anyway, there were pigeons, thousands of pigeons, and I don't care for pigeons all that much. I mean, I don't like pigeons. They were staring at me in the windows, and I could read them. They were protecting souls in there. And so it even freaked me out more, guys. So, I mean, I did make peace with the pigeons, and I did understand, you know, that they took over the building next to my daughter's place, and that they inside, but man, they were, it was like souls were coming at me. So,
you finally found a place that had so many spirits that you didn't want to go there.
Yeah, no, wasn't going in there. But you know what? I made peace with them. I don't think that they were bad. I think they were actually, I mean, not bad because spirit is spirit, but they weren't evil spirit. They were protecting something, and they did not want anybody in. So, and the nice thing is I was the only one that saw them. I mean, everybody saw the pigeons, but nobody could see. I mean, they were protecting that. It was just crazy. But anyway, I did want to tell everybody that I did make it out alive. Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to without Susan and Kelly because and my family, although they were part of it. So the thing is, I did make it out. I crawled out alive. I do want to say I'm sorry to a few people, though, because I was supposed to see Glenn Cakely when I went to New York, and I could not. If you're listening to the show or you listen to the archives, I'm going back in October. But I'm going back in October. And I am going to conquer all the things that I have, you know, put in place.
That beat the shit out of you this time?
That beat the shit out of me this time, girlfriend. It's not going to do it the time I come back because I've got it all down now. But anyway, I do want to tell you, Glenn, on my way back, and I know I keep saying this, hopefully I'll get to see you first. and I'll take the train to Poughkeepsie and we'll meet there. But unfortunately, in this time, I had no time. I had no free time. I was under very big constraints and I was under a lot of pressure. So please, you know, again,
no Wi-Fi either. I mean, you had no internet.
I had no internet to do the show, and you know, I love the show and I love everybody, and I was just so upset. And I, so anyway, that's why you didn't hear from me. I appreciate everybody that has stayed with me. I couldn't even get on Facebook most of the time, and I want everybody to know I did change my name on Facebook because somebody said I needed to change it. So I just switched my maiden name and my married name around, and now you can't even find me on Facebook on Blog Talk. So that will be changed because usually it comes up. And Kelly, if you're listening, I don't know why, but it's not when I press the promote on Blog Talk, it will not let me promote it to Facebook. So we got to kind of see if we can switch that. And Kelly is my technical girl, besides my reader, besides our co-host,
So who are you on Facebook now? You're not Monty Mozenta Albers. What are you?
No, sister, don't you know? You didn't get the notice. I'm Bonnie Albers Mozenta.
Okay.
Why and I'll tell you, well, because I was playing around with it because I really wanted to change my name to something like Tinker Spirit or something really cool. And then when I pressed it to see what happened was because my girlfriend said change it, there were people that were looking and they wanted and she wanted to, with the Delta whole thing, she wanted me to, you know, to be in this Delta program and she didn't want them to go on Facebook. I don't know why. So I changed my name around, but now you can't change it back for 60 days. So
everyone knows you as Bonnie Albers. I mean, Mozenta is like, you know, you should do like I did. You know, my maiden name was like Dwazlin. And it's like, and my dad had no son, so we took the middle, my sister and I both took the middle initial Z in order to honor our dad.
Famous Susan Z. Woo!
Yeah.
Well, I could be Bonnie A, because you're Susan Z, A to Z, Alpha and Omega. See, I'm the Alpha girlfriend, and you're the Omega,
yeah.
But I won't say anything more, because, you know, we fight about the Lucy and Ethel thing, so I don't want to get you upset. But you could be the Alpha, I'll be the Omega. I like bringing up the back. But anyway, and I don't mean that literally.
We take turns. It just all depends on the days that you're on your knees going, I can't do this, and I'm the Alpha.
Okay, you got it. Since you proved to me this vacation, or not vacation, but this trip, this Mecca, that I would be brought down to my knees, and I almost didn't come back up, guys, but I did. I was determined that it was going to work out okay, and it has. So, and I do want to tell everybody, I pulled a card for everyone. I always pull a card before the show, and I want to tell you what I pulled. But besides this, I want to thank again everybody for staying with us. Tomorrow resumes all of our shows. And tomorrow we have a guest. Oh, my goodness, Susan. See, I forgot today was Memorial Day. And, again, I really feel like when we have these kind of holidays, I really, and because my husband works for the VA and Kelly's out there, she's dealt with the VA, I really think that paying homage to whoever has been taking care of us, getting us out of harm's way, and they're still there, that we need to pay, you know, very big attention to. So that's why we're going to keep this show very short, and then we're going tomorrow to do all of our regular shows from now on, because I'm home, but we bring in a special guest tomorrow. Her name, you want to announce her, Susan?
Carolyn Ann. Why do I always say be Mary Beth? Who in the heck is Mary Beth?
I put her name on chat
and totally forgot. I don't know who Mary Beth is, but
maybe
we haven't had anybody named Mary Beth, have we?
No, darling, I think it's a spirit that you're sending over here. But anyway, I will tell you, she called and wanted to be on our show. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I want to see who she is. And she has a website. She'll be telling me about it tomorrow. But anyway, she reached out to us.
experience. Tons,
yeah,
of, yeah,
tons of experience. And she's going to be reading for you all. So she's going to be on from 1 to 2. Susan and I will be on with her, but all the calls are going to be filtered to her. And then from 2 to 3, Susan and I are your girls. So this way, if we have any overflow, and we can, sometimes we can't, we'll be able to take you. But tomorrow,
I get the first question!
Yay! I get the second. No, everybody, I think Kelly gets the second, if you're listening, Kelly. So anyway, she does tarot. She, what's really cool about it is spirit tells her when to start and when to stop, and she'll tell you stop. You hear her go, start, stop. And she will answer your questions afterwards. But when she's throwing the tarot for you, she stops when spirit tells her. So it's a pretty cool reading, and I love this lady. So she's coming in tomorrow from 1 to 2, and if you're out there and you hear us, I am so excited. I didn't realize today was Memorial Day. You would have had Susan and I today. But again, we both feel that we need to pay homage to who has helped us. And the only way we can do it, even though we haven't had a show for the last 3 weeks, is to tell everybody on air who we're having this week and what we're doing. Then you know we have Wednesday. Wednesday is our fabulous Kelly Culture. She reads all about Atlantean life and birth cards, and she just did my son. I wanted to cry, Susan. Cry, Kelly. But she ended it on a really good note. So I love Kelly.
Good, good.
Yeah, I love Kelly, and Kelly knows that. She always is upbeat and helps out. But the cards are so cool because they're your life cards, and they go a year out from your birthday. So Kelly will be here, and we are hoping Ron Cole is with us. Ron might be taking a vacation this week. So he has just written me and said that he might be away. He's not quite sure, so I'll be checking on that today. And we all love Ron. If not, we will be praying.
We're hoping he'll show up.
We are hoping he'll show up. And Thursday, of course, we have Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. I think Brenda's taken her, is it this week that she takes her daughter to school? Because I know she said the first week in September they might not be here. So we'll check on that, but I am going to tell you they are steadfast. They're fabulous. We love them, and Kelly loves them. She got to know them real well the last 2 weeks. So, and you know we have Leslie. Leslie is, again, a co-host of ours. She is fabulous. She gives names, dates, and times. And I'm either going to bring her in Wednesday if Ron's not going to be here, or I'll bring her, and her regular day is Thursday. She might be doing all of Thursday. So today is my day to get everything coordinated. I will be putting up the rest of the week and what we have, and we are just so happy to be back with you. I love everybody. Susan, I got to tell everybody what I pulled. So I pulled, you know me, I have to have something that I do like right before the show, or I'm like, drinking my coffee.
Yeah.
I pulled a tarot card, and guess what I pulled?
Fabulous. What were you thinking about when you pulled it? I want to know.
I was thinking about, I really believe, you know what, Susan, I'm glad you asked that, because I really believe that spirit knows better than you, so, or me, you know, not you, but actually, you know the best. You know what my daughter said? I got to tell you what my daughter said, Susan, because I haven't told you yet, because I just can't believe she said this to me. She said, you ask Susan when I'm going to find a boyfriend, because she's the one that's been spot on about me. Now, what happened to me?
Oh, so cool.
I know, and I'm thinking to myself, well, what the heck happened to me?
Yeah,
so
she's
such
a cynic, too. You know, it's like, right.
Yeah, well, you know what? I thought that was really cool. She's just said that before we got in there, and I did want to tell you. You know, she said, what did Susan say? What did Susan say? And I said, you know, Susan told you what she said. And she said, no, I need to know, because Susan's the one that's been spot on all the time. I'm like, really? Because you've been, I've told you what you were getting to. But Susan, you know,
yeah, of course,
I love
you. Never listen to mom.
Never. But I got to tell, but the whole reason I'm bringing it up is this, besides that I wanted to tell you and tell you all everything. But I listen to spirit when I pull the card. Spirit said, when I shuffle, just like the lady I'm bringing on tomorrow, it says stop. And so I stop and it said, pick the 15th card. So I believe whatever I'm thinking about anyway, I pull it for the show. But I believe that spirit actually knows what I want. Because I don't, I mean, this is the card of my dreams. I mean, it wasn't the world. It wasn't the world.
Everyone should get this card.
Yeah. It was, and I pulled it, and it was the 10 of cups. And the 10 of cups is the coolest card. I mean, I just looked at it and said, this is the coolest card in the deck. It's like everything. It's all your wishes and dreams and love and family and money and career, everything piled into one, being happy, happiness, happiness. And I'm going to read everybody what it says.
Yeah, especially on an emotional level. That, right. I mean, it's about, because it doesn't make any difference what you get in life, in terms of what you put out there, it's always about how you feel about it, and that, you know, happiness is fleeting, but you know that, because anything brings us happiness every day, but that true joy of just, you know, being in gratitude and that you're alive, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I mean, it's a good one for the emotions.
I'm going to read it because, you know, well, first of all, I usually don't read, you know, but I have a great book. It's called, it's not Tarot for Dummies, like I have Astrology for Dummies, but this is actually Tarot Plain and Simple. Because, see, plain and simple is how you have to give it to me, or I'm not going to be able to repeat it. So even though I love these cards, and my daughter started reading them, and I didn't leave them with her, though, because I wanted them, but I am going to get her a deck. But this is the 10 of Cups. The harmony in all relationships. And the key words and phrases are lasting happiness in relationships, tranquility, unity, trust, rapport, shared well-being, giving, receiving, good parent-child relationships, fulfillment, bliss, emotional completion, Susan. So guess what? My lessons are learned. I'm done, I'm over, and I want to move on. No. Security, prosperity, protection, commitment, love, genuine friendship, partnership, compatibility, a joyful family life, undying love, spiritual happiness, realization of hopes, a happy occasion, a celebration, giving thanks. And then it says that you may soon attend a happy gathering. You might go and have a great vacation. There are all pleasant opportunities for travel, and you know what we're looking for. So I want to tell everybody, we are still looking down the road at bringing this show, like, to the nation through, you know, all kinds of I always say mainstream radio, but really, what's mainstream about what we do? So we'll take any radio that actually, you know, brings us more audience into the masses and brings you all more with us. So we are still looking
you
at that.
You must have passed your test to New York and spirit saying, okay, now you're ready.
You know what? I don't like that test. I like giving tests, not getting them. But, you know, because being ADD, I can barely sit for a test. But you know what? I am so excited. I'll tell you what one of the things I learned is that, you know, which is interesting, and I'm sure all of you, and then I'll stop. But, you know, the one thing I did learn, Susan, that I love is the fact that when people don't really, like, resonate with you, what I really wanted to do was hit them in the head, but I didn't. So I kind of learned that you can't get violent with people that don't believe.
Right. Violent, very,
no,
New York.
In New York, in it. I really just wanted to plunk them over the head with their napkin, but I didn't have to. I just smiled politely. But, you know, the big thing is, and I think lessons learned is, I didn't bring it up. I didn't tell anybody what I did. So, you know, they just chose to go down that road of not being nice. And I do want to tell you that while I thought for the New York second that I was going to grab their hair and hit them with the napkin, I didn't. So I'm glad I learned that violence won't do anything. Yay! And I also learned that I'll never be without spirit. I don't care what anybody says, well, I never did. And I will rock spirit till the day I am in excarnate, and I am actually coming to all you people to tell you that I'm coming back as a reincarnate. So that's the coolest lesson I've learned. So, Susan, did you learn any lessons while I was gone?
And having talking to you every day, I learned lots. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I learned lots. Don't forget that I went through almost every moment of this with you.
I don't forget. I made you go through every second because I described in detail what was going on, and you were just there. I could feel your presence.
Well,
you
know, the wonderful thing about it is that it was a great, even though you're the one that had to go through the actual physical experience, is that because I am empathic, I was so hooked into it and so attached, and there were many days, like both of us, we said, we had that question of like, what the heck? I mean, where is the season grace of this? What are we learning? And spirit just kept on giving me the same answer over and over and over again, which at the time didn't make any sense. It wouldn't let me go any further than that. But I knew that it was a soul lesson for both you and your daughter. And all I could say is like, I'm on a blank wall, Bonnie. Here's what spirit says, that everything that you're going through is about this. And of course, I won't even say what you called me a few times for telling you that.
But wait a minute, I love you dearly.
I know you do, but it was like, got pretty huffy there. But after all, and this is exactly what I said. I said, after this all settles down, you're going to see that what all this was about. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, it was an amazing thing to look at, hindsight. But of course, when you're in it, you're going, What the heck? You know?
Yeah. Oh, and honey, I swung around those words. I can't even tell you. I was sitting in the subway. I don't even know where I was. And this woman was talking to herself. And I mean talking to herself. You know, I worked in psych for a very long time as a nurse. And I'm looking at her going, really? Oh, really? This could be me very shortly.
It was just really a amazing thing to watch. Yeah, and it's like a lot of people that I read for and my counseling clients, they're going through similar situations in their life. I mean, and everyone in the last couple of years especially the last 4 or 5 years, can relate to a pocket where it literally – they just feel like they're being dismantled. And, I mean, they just get hit with everything. And that's to make us, we have a choice. We can either go down the ego rabbit hole with of saying, anger, resentment, victim energy, or we can take the higher spiritual role, which is what our soul wants us to do, is to grow and have faith and trust and hang on to that, the idea of like whatever it is that we're dealing with at the moment, it's a reality. We can't make it go away. Like everything that you dealt with in New York, we couldn't just say it wasn't there because it was your reality. But we just kept on holding on to it. It's like, somehow, some way, this is going to work out okay. It may not work out the way that we, think is
picture
the best
it.
Way. Yeah, or the easiest way, but our higher self knows what it's doing, and it worked out exactly like that. And so now we're just holding the whole circumstances in good energy.
Absolutely, and I've got to tell you one other thing, because I'm sure you're all bored about this, but I do got to tell. This is interesting because this is about karma. I got into a taxi, and I didn't have bring enough cash. I had credit cards, but I thought to myself, well, don't bring too much cash to New York because you don't want it, you know, somebody to rob you or whatever, I thought. And actually, I didn't bring a whole lot of cash, but the cash I did have, I had to give my daughter leaving. So I wanted to use my credit card. So I go, and I know that I've talked to people, and they said, oh, all taxis take credit cards. So I called a taxi, and I
get
in the
taxi. Except the one that you chose.
Yeah, and I get out, and he goes, that'll be $60. And I said, okay. And I thought, last time I did this, it was $15. So I looked at him and said, are you sure it's $60? Now, you don't have a choice. I mean, I don't, you know. And he goes, yes, ma'am, it's $60. And I said, okay, well, I didn't think it was that high last time, but here's my credit card. He goes, well, I don't take credit cards. And I went, what? And he said, I don't take credit cards. And I said, well, sir, I asked for a taxi that, you know, that had credit cards. And he says, oh, well, I have to pay my bills, and you're going to have to give me the $60 because I only have 10 minutes to go to the electric company and pay my bill. And I looked, and I handed him the $60, of which I had very little left, and said, you know, sir, karma is a tough thing. When you treat people with disrespect, you're going to get it back tenfold. So here is my money. Go pay your bill and have a nice day. And I laughed the whole way back upstairs.
How gracious, Miss Bonnie. I mean, I don't know if I would have been that gracious.
Well, honey, believe me, I didn't want to, but I weighed. Do I get out here and start a scene, or do I give him the money and say, ha, ha, payback for a bitch?
The way the world is now, it's like, I mean, with the way road rage is and everything is, it's like, you know, you just want to be like in that passive forgiving. It's like, okay, karma will get you. Bye.
Yeah, I don't have to, because spirit talked in my ear. Well, it talked in my ear at that one time. It stopped talking after that, but it said, don't worry about this. And that's a good lesson for everybody. Don't worry about it, because when you see things happening to you and you don't like it, I don't say you have to go with the flow, but if you've got no way out, just know that in gratitude and grace, that person that's not being that nice or showing you respect or even, you know, caring or doing something crooked, you don't have to get them back. Because karma will. So,
especially in today's energy. Now, I mean, it's like instant karma.
Yeah.
And they've been talking about this for the last 20, 25, 30 years in spiritual teaching about that. And when this time, it's the age of Aquarius, and it's like when this new energy would hit the earth, that literally, I mean, what you think, what you believe, what you feel, you instantly manifest. I mean, there's no like, oh, you're going to get yours somewhere down the road. I mean, it's, and I mean, I see it sometimes like within a minute. I'll do something that I knew, you know, like I thought I was getting away with, and I'll turn around and it's like, didn't get away with that.
I know. And I'll tell you, so, you know, that may, even though you don't wish anybody harm, you don't wish anybody getting bad stuff, because I would never do that. I knew walking out of that taxi cab that one bill was higher than $60, and he'd be doing it to the next person, which isn't nice. And I would hope that he would stop doing that, because somewhere down the line, spirit's going to make him stop. So that was just one of the experiences I got to tell you that Susan went through. And that was the minimal. She didn't even barely hear that one. So
That was minor.
So all I can tell you is this. We're in such gratitude for all of you. We're in such happiness that you're with us and that we make a difference because you make a difference in our life. That really keeps Susan and I going. We just love being on the air with you guys.
It's a good time.
Yeah,
I mean,
we do a good time with
everyone on the air and talking to people and sharing everyone's gifts. I mean, it's just really cool because Bonnie and I talk all the time. So it's like when we get to share our stuff with people, I mean, that's the best.
And wait, you know what? I have to tell you, I got messages yesterday. I was reading. This is the coolest thing. I went to a gathering. My girlfriend took me, and all of a sudden, spirit just hit me. And so I started telling them, and they were all metaphysical, which is not something I didn't know. But one of the things is this: my spirit song guide came back. So I kept hearing the song You Know When to Fold. Do you know that song, Susan? Because I keep hearing it. It was for this one guy that was there with his wife. And it was that Texas song about Know When to Fold, Know When to Da-Da. Do you know that one?
It could be the way you're singing it.
Is anybody in the audience that would go to
Oh, Kenny Rogers. All right. Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. No. Yeah. Kelly just wrote Kenny Rogers. Okay.
Okay. Do you know what it means, anybody? Because I didn't really know what it means, and I kept hearing it, and I didn't know to tell. I said to the guy, he put a bid on something, and I said, this is, so I'm throwing this out at you. And I know, I said, oh, don't worry, you're going to get it, but there's going to be some bidding wars going on with you and this guy. I said, but in the long run, you're going to get the place. But it's going to be short under what your top limit is. So, and then I kept hearing the song, and I'm hearing it again. Well, Know When to Fold, Know When to Do Something. And I think it's a poker game, but I'm not really sure because I don't know the song. Does anybody know the meaning of that?
Well, it basically you have to listen to spirit as like know when to, go after something and know when to just step back and just let it go. You know, and you have to follow you have to follow your spiritual instinct, you know, because sometimes because will being willful now we used that used to work. It's like, well, I want that, you know, I'm going after that regardless, you know, I want that no matter what. That doesn't work anymore.
But I think this guy, well, the reason I'm saying this is because I see this guy getting it for just short of what, but he's going to be, you know, they're going to be bidding against each other. But I think, but well, I mean, not bidding, you know what I mean? Like the guy's going to want more money. He's going to, you know, because they all start low and come up high. But the song has a meaning. And does anybody know how it ends?
What's about gambling, honey?
Huh?
It's about gambling.
I know, but I don't know. I keep hearing it. That's,
if you're bidding on a house, that's what you're doing. You're gambling. So that's the same thing with auction. It's like that you're hoping that your bid comes in, is going to beat everyone else's out. And then you know you have a max, and it's like don't let other people push you beyond your max.
That's what I told him, but I did see him getting it. But, Kelly, I am not going to tell him that he's not going to be here to enjoy that house. I see what you wrote, girlfriend. I just had to say that.
Kelly, Miss Sunshine here says,
yes,
the gambler dies, but his words lived on. Good advice. Oh, Miss Cheery.
Well, Cal, that's just not going to come out of my lips, girlfriend, because I don't know these people that well. But it is really crazy that I started getting my song guide back. So I'm really happy. I can't wait to, like, rock all the shows that we have. And I know that we've got a whole board full of callers, and I thank you, and I'm glad that you all listen. And I hope you understand that Susan and I, when we make a decision about Memorial Day, it's kind of like all the, you know, I started feeling spirit coming and coming and coming, and I'm not sure why, as far as like if they're letting me know that I made the right decision, Susan and I made the right decision. So before we, you know, I wanted to say, Susan, is there any good advice that you want to give everybody before we, well, wait, is there anything else we want to say?
To you?
Well, you know what?
I really want our listeners to enjoy the rest of the Memorial Day, you know, if they're with their family or if they're having to work today, whichever. And truly, I mean, you know, that is why Bonnie and I, you know, decided just to do a short. We just wanted to say hi to everybody.
Hi!
That we miss you. Yeah, and we're going to have a full show tomorrow, and that we truly do want to remember everyone that went to war for us, and that
keeps our
spirit. But if you look on the news and watch, and you watch it just going over there on in Iran and in Iraq and Russia and Ukraine, we are so blessed. With our freedoms. And that's what they fight for.
Oh, my goodness. I got them all here. I mean, I don't know whether they're four people who are on the line or whether they're just coming to give me, you know, as soon as we say it, I get them here, but I do, and I see them all lined up. So I do want you all to know that we love you. We are so respectful of everybody. Kelly, I know this is not an easy day for you either. And I want everybody to know, for anybody who's lost somebody or you know, or has friends, anybody that are in, you know, in harm's way, that we send them our love, our attention, our gratitude, and know that we couldn't really be here without them. So that's why we really wanted to come on and say hello and tell everybody that we do appreciate, love, and respect all people who have stood for us and the freedom that we have. And you know what, guys? The metaphysical freedom is so close. We are seeing so much more of it. I mean, I didn't feel it in the beginning of this vacation, but I sure felt it at the end, because there are still people who are a little bit closed-minded, and this just tells me that there's more to life, more to death, more to every universal spirit than what we think. And, you know, I do want you all to know, and I feel like it, Susan, don't you, that all of this, I mean, each generation that we have is getting better and better and better and better, more tools.
Oh, yeah, more open, more aware. It's just a dream anyway, you know?
Yeah.
It's just it's just a big dream and a big, you know, kind of a matrix hologram. So, you know, you can make it a happy dream or you can make it a nightmare.
Susan.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to tell you something. I'm trying to write in my dream, because I'm going to co-write this, that I, you know, that I have $58 million, but it doesn't seem like my, even though I dream it, I am going to keep it going, but I don't know. I don't know if the universe doesn't understand me, or the 58 was too much. Hello?
Say that again?
Did I take all the words out of your mouth?
No, I just brain froze.
But anyway, we know we all want to be trillionaires. It's a good thing that only some of us are, because I don't know, if we were all trillionaires, and maybe we all would own everything, and it would really be crazy. So all I know is I keep dreaming that we take spirit to the masses, and that everybody gets a piece of spirit and knows spirit and wants to be with spirit, and that more and more and more and more and more people become open, aware. And
that's what we want to do. We just want our audience to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and to, you know, just share what we know, and to get everybody to, you know, contribute, and to, you know, and to come play with us. I mean, that's pretty much it. We just want everyone to come play with us.
Come play with us. We've got a great show tomorrow. We got a great show all week. We're back, guys. We're back in full spirit, and we are going to rock this whole show and everything. We've got new people coming. We have our stay big people, our wonderful co-hosts still with us, and we are going to rock your socks off with everything spirit, everything metaphysical, and just stay with us, because we love you. So I wish everybody a great Memorial Day, and I couldn't figure out whether it was Labor Day or Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day, everyone.
Happy Memorial Day. Go celebrate. Have a piece of cake. Throw a sparkler up.
Have a
hamburger. I think this is the holiday. I'm not quite sure. But, hey, let's sing. Let's sing before we get off.
Bye, everybody.
No, we have to sing. Let's sing. What should we sing?
What are we going to sing?
Well, I don't know any songs like Betsy Ross or anything. I only know, like, I know Row, Row, Row Your Boat and Twinkle, Twinkle.
Let's say God bless. What was it? There's an old
God
movie from the
bless America. Universe bless God. America, land that we love. Stand beside us and guide us through the light. Dum dum da dum. Yeah.
Okay, Bonnie Dunner singing. Now we can say goodbye.
Bye, everyone. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 1 o'clock, same time. Be with us. We have a great girl reading. She will do all the readings from 1 to 2. She's sensational. Carolyn Ann, she's fabulous. So come and join us. Get in line to get a reading because she's really good and she takes her time. So please join us. We will be here at 1 o'clock tomorrow. We won't go into too much detail like we did today because we have a guest. So we'll just talk a little bit and then we're going to go into reading. So everybody, get in line. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, Todd. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Love everybody. Bye.